The Vermont Conversation with David Goodman is brought to you by Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility and by Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, Green Mountain Power, Concept 2, Norwich Solar Technologies, The Alchemist Brewery, and by UVM Medical Center, as well as nearly 700 business members of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility who believe that sustainable business practices value people, planet, and profit. Welcome back to the Vermont Conversation. I'm David Goodman. Closed for business, open for action. That's what people are going to find if they go to the website of Burton Snowboards this Friday during the global climate strike. This Friday, millions of people will be walking out of their workplaces, schools, and homes to join young climate strikers on the streets and demand an end to the age of fossil fuels. As 350.org says, quote, "Our house is on fire. Let's act like it. We demand climate justice for everyone." On this half hour of the Vermont Conversation, we're going to speak to people who are coming at this from a variety of angles, from businesses to students. We'll be joined by Jen Swain. She's the Global Senior Sustainability Manager at Burton Snowboards, Kristen Kelly, the Director of Communications at Green Mountain Power, and Divya Gudur, a student organizer from Middlebury College. Jen Swain from Burton Snowboards, since I quoted the slogan you're using, "Closed for Business, Open for Action," let me start with what is Burton Snowboards going to be doing about the global climate strike?
Yeah. Hi, David. Thanks for having us on. On Friday, Burton is shutting down our business and forgoing all sales for 24 hours as part of the global climate strike and in solidarity with the Fridays for Future students around the world. So we will be closed for business and open for action, as you mentioned. This means that our offices will be closed globally. Employees will receive paid time off to join strikes in their local regions, and all stores that are owned by Burton will be open to the public as action centers, so as community gathering spaces for before and after nearby rallies, and we'll have supplies on hand for sign making and engaging in other climate actions. And then online on Burton.com, we're going to be redirecting our website to globalclimatestrike.net in order to build awareness and promote participation in this movement.
So this is a big deal. I mean, you're shutting down a global company. You have, you can tell us how many employees, but a lot of people. Why is Burton doing this?
Yeah, it is a big deal. We have 400 employees here in Burlington, Vermont at our headquarters, and around the world, we have about 1,000 total. Burton's been speaking up on climate policy, climate action for a number of years. We're very actively lobbying Congress. I was just with Protect Our Winters, a nonprofit, last week in Washington, D.C., speaking directly with lawmakers. And we do take a lot of actions as a business to reduce our own carbon footprint. But when it comes down to it, the urgency of the climate crisis requires more disruptive action. So we're using our footprint both physically in our stores throughout the world and our footprint online and in our marketing to really call attention to the urgency of the climate crisis and to find ways to both, join the movement and influence our lawmakers, but also draw attention from all of our customers and followers worldwide.
What were you doing in Washington last week and what kind of response did you get? You're not the normal activist, when you come wearing the hat of a big company like Burton.
Yeah, so we work, again, closely with Protect Our Winters, as well as in the Northeast Business for Innovative Climate and Energy Policy, to directly lobby our lawmakers for policy change at the state level as well as the federal. And so with Protect Our Winters last week, Burton was alongside a few other brands as well as professional athletes, a number of Olympians, and leading scientists such as Naomi Oreskes out of Harvard. And so we all come together as groups to speak with lawmakers and present our perspective, through the eyes of the athletes who are actually seeing the changing climate, experiencing it around the world. Through the business lens to show that what we need is policy that will enable us to make better decisions and improve our supply chains, as well as from the scientific perspective, just to reinforce the urgency and the data that's behind what we're asking for.
So, I'm guessing that the Vermont delegation was very receptive and supportive in your time on Capitol Hill. Were you able to meet with any politicians who have been skeptics of climate change?
Yeah, so the group on a whole, there were about 40, and we split into five teams. So I was with the Northeast cohort. And for the most part, the representatives that we met with, congresspeople and senators, have been voting in favor of climate action. Some of the important things that we've been pushing for, though, are, for instance, methane capture. So there's methane that's leaking from sites throughout the U.S. where oil drilling is occurring. And so this is both causing additional greenhouse gas, global warming, at the same time as losing energy that we could be using. And so some of what we're asking for seems like it might be really low-hanging fruit. And so it's making sure that our lawmakers are stepping up to the table and putting their name on these bills and helping to get them passed. And then in other ways, we're trying to make sure that the incentives that might already exist for renewable energy, greener transportation, that those incentives continue into the future to make sure that we can really build the scale that we need to make a transition to a clean energy economy.
Well, let me turn to Kristen Kelly, the Director of Communications for Green Mountain Power. Kristen, I'm going to venture to guess that most people don't expect to see their electric utility company signing on to climate change initiatives or Climate Week and Climate Strike. So tell us why GMP is involved in this.
Well, David, first of all, thank you so much for having us as part of this conversation and all the important work. It's inspiring what Jen was just talking about, and that's really, it goes along with what everything GMP does. We're really focused on increasing affordability for all of our customers, but also at the same time decreasing carbon emissions and costs. And when we looked at the climate strike, it was something that we wanted to be able to support and to help urge people to support, but at the same time, GMP provides a critical service to 265,000 customers across the state of Vermont. And so what we decided to do is really focus on how can we support this effort and reached out to all of the communities where we have district offices. We have district offices in 15 locations around the state. And how can we help them and partner with them on efforts that would help reduce carbon emissions and in that way. And so we're doing a whole variety of things across the state. We're going to be giving away 40 trees to one community. There was a contest and several communities had to write in and explain why they wanted 40 trees, and we'll be planting trees on Friday. We're also going to be giving free rides in EVs in multiple communities across the state in partnership with community action agencies. So that's clientele who are going to job interviews or delivering food, things like that. And we'll be doing that in EVs instead of using fossil fuel vehicles that would typically be used. We're going to be cleaning up bike paths. And also, of course, we're going to be increasing our rebates. We already have several rebates on a number of products that helps our customers reduce their own carbon footprints on electric vehicles, on heat pumps, on electric bikes. And we've also launched a new electric mower rebate that will go into effect next week during Climate Week. And all of this is really about helping our customers decrease carbon emissions at the same time that we're increasing affordability, because what all of our programs are designed to do are to decrease costs, not just for the customers who get the benefit of those rebates, but also all of the customers we serve across Vermont.
What is, in terms of Vermont's carbon footprint and perhaps the part of Vermont that you serve as an electric utility, what are we seeing in terms of the impact on our carbon footprint?
Well, GMP, as you know, David, I think you had Mary on a little while ago to talk about this, has made a commitment to be 100% carbon-free power by 2025 and 100% renewable power by 2030, which is decades ahead of any state standard and also of utilities of our size around the country. And that's just one step that we're taking, and we're going to be doing that in a cost-effective way for customers. But also transportation emissions, if you look at the largest source of carbon emissions in the state, it's transportation. And so one of the things that we can do is encourage people and just educate them about the use of electric vehicles, which are fun to drive. They're very convenient. And that's one of the biggest and simplest things you can do to reduce your own carbon footprint. And so we upped our rebates this year for electric vehicles. Customers can qualify for up to $2,500 off an electric vehicle. And we have seen more than 350 customers make the jump to clean driving in just the last few months.
Well, let's also bring into the conversation Divya Gudur. He is a student activist from Middlebury College. Divya, welcome to the Vermont Conversation.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here. It's such an important platform, and it's also so important to include the perspective of youth, so I really appreciate it.
So tell us what your involvement in this is and what is happening with student activists at Middlebury.
So I am an organizer as part of the Sunday Night Environmental Group at Middlebury College. But I'm also part of the Vermont Strike Coalition, which is a coalition that was organized in the early summer that with a lot of environmental organizations in Vermont, such as BPIRG, 350 Vermont, Extinction Rebellion Vermont, the Climate Civil Disobedience Center. So a lot of these organizations came together to plan this big strike and rally on Friday around the state, as well as the week of action following the strikes from, so this is, all of these events are from the 20th to the 28th. And my part in this coalition was organizing a lot of the high school youth who are interested in organizing climate rallies at their own schools, or those who are interested in coming out to Burlington for the main strike and rally. So we're actually seeing there's more than like 20 or 30 schools that have been planning, that our coalition has been in contact with, that are planning their own rallies. And there are a few schools that we've organized buses for and have organized buses for themselves that are coming into the main rally at 12 p.m. In Burlington at the City Hall. So we're really expecting to see a large mobilization of students here in Vermont and obviously throughout the globe, as we see with the Fridays for Future movement and the Youth Climate Strike movement.
What are you asking for at that rally?
So we have the Vermont Climate Strike Coalition have some common demands that we've actually gotten or that have come from the platform that the U.S. Youth Climate Strike has and the Fridays for Future Global Climate Strike Coalition has. So some of these include like comprehensive and immediate solutions to the climate crisis that are rooted in the respect for and like dignity of all people, as well as things like a commitment to keeping fossil fuels in the ground, saying no to fossil infrastructure, creating a just and inclusive environmental justice movement that centers frontline communities that, as we know, are being most affected by climate change right now.
Can you talk about where does the idea of a climate strike come from?
So Greta, it's actually climate striking, the idea of climate striking. Well, striking has always been a very important way to mobilize a lot of people and create a collective consciousness around issues in the past. But climate strikes has recently gotten very popular because of Greta Thunberg, who is a 16-year-old, an amazing activist and organizer who's started striking in Sweden when she would take every Friday off to sit at her city hall to protest against climate change and the fact that her politicians, her government isn't listening to the youth. And so through that, the Fridays for Future Coalition started, and students globally have been striking every Friday or have been mobilizing, doing climate strikes such as this.
And what brings you to do this work?
So as a Middlebury College student, I came in kind of not really knowing what the extent of climate change. When I was in high school, it was all about, or at least the environmental scene back when I was in high school, which wasn't too long ago, was all about recycling, reusing, you know, like all of the individual responsibilities that we have. But as I come to college and started to understand the systems that I'm a part of, I'm complicit in, but I'm also being affected by, I started to understand how drastic the situation actually is, and how huge part of it is actually the intersections of environmental justice with other issues of justice that I'm very passionate about, such as migrant justice, racial justice, and how all these systems intersect with each other, and how it's a lot more complex than what I had imagined in high school. And so understanding how frontline communities are being affected the most by this, and that how the IPCC report, which was a report released saying that we have, I think right now, 11 years to fix the problem. It's an issue that's like really threatening my future and the future of my peers. And so that kind of responsibility that I feel has gotten me into organizing and activism.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Vermont Conversation. We're spending this half hour talking about the climate strike that'll be happening this Friday. And as Divya mentioned, there will be a rally. Did you say it's at noon at City Hall, Divya, in Burlington?
Yeah, so there are different marches starting at different points in Burlington, but all of them are coming together at City Hall at 12 at noon. Yep.
On Friday. And we're also talking with Jen Swain from Burton Snowboards, Chris and Kelly from Green Mountain Power about roles and actions that their companies are taking. Jen Swain, beyond Friday, beyond Climate Week, how is climate change activism being expressed at Burton in other ways, in an ongoing basis?
Yeah, so Burton's going to continue to provide opportunities for our customers and followers to engage in climate action. You know, as a global company, there's not one solution that you can hand off to say, this is how you take action, because we're dealing with different governments, political systems, and what we're really pushing for here is policy change. And so on the ground on Friday, also some of our stores will be activating this Friday on the 20th, and in certain places around the world, actually, the activation date is the 27th, next Friday. And it kind of is part of that, the need to have continued messaging. It's not just one day. So we'll be providing opportunities like information on petitions and specific policy that customers can be pushing their lawmakers on specific to their locations. On Friday, we'll actually be one of the starting points for the marches that were mentioned here in Burlington, Vermont. And so the public is welcome to join us starting from 10 a.m. To make signs, but also to write postcards to elected officials. And then we'll be converging with the other two marches along with a marching band on the way for the rally at City Hall. And we'll also be providing opportunities to write, text, call your legislators at our College Street store after.
And Kristen Kelly from Green Mountain Power, and I should note, as you hear in the billboards, that Green Mountain Power is a sponsor of the Vermont Conversation. Kristen, what has been the response within your industry to GMP saying it is going carbon-free or fossil fuel-free by 2030? Do you have a sense of the ripple effects of this?
Well, when we made that announcement back in April, it certainly did get picked up in media across the country, especially in trade publications. And that's because it is a pioneering step for a utility to do this kind of thing. And we really feel that it's just the right thing to do, and it's something that we can achieve in a cost-effective way. I mean, our power supply already is 90% carbon-free. It's 60% renewable, and so we're already a lot of the way there towards the goal, but we do have some ground to cover. And then the other thing is that we have all these great programs where we partner with our customers, both residential customers and business customers, to help them reduce their own carbon footprints. And we've devised all of these programs in a way that help to reduce costs for all of the customers we serve. And so, I mean, if you just look at the business programs that we've done in the last couple of years in partnership with businesses around the state, they're going to be reducing 200 million pounds of carbon. And so that's significant while reducing their costs. And we are kind of an example for other utilities. And so hopefully they'll be following what we've been able to achieve here in Vermont. And once that starts to happen, that makes a really big impact on carbon emissions and also in affordability for electric customers.
What are some of the ways that that these are ambitious targets you're describing here? How do businesses reduce their carbon footprint?
Well, some of the projects are involve switching the way they're heating and cooling. I mean, if you switch your heating and cooling from something that's fossil fuel fired to electric with the heat pump system, for businesses it can be a little bit more complicated, but we have experts who can work that out and financial incentives that help. You are reducing your carbon footprint very quickly, and obviously you're not paying for fossil fuels anymore. So that's part of the savings that happens there. And because our power, as I said, is 90% carbon free, that's where that cleanness comes from when you make that switch.
And Divya Gadur, this is a student-led movement, so it's only fitting we give you the last word here. What do you hope will come from the climate strike this Friday and this next week?
I personally, for at least Vermont, I really hope that students after the strike stay involved in the movement, and we find a way for to build like a collective movement of youth, which we're already starting to mobilize. And so this strike provides a perfect opportunity for students to, for youth activists to connect with each other and to further the work of climate activism in striking beyond this big strike. But beyond that, I really hope that government officials government officials and our politicians know that we are actually paying attention to the decisions that they are making, and we're going to be holding them accountable, as well as like fossil fuel corporations and these big corporations that are actually causing these injustices, to know that they're also going to be held accountable by the youth, because it's our future. And
all right, we're going to have to leave it there. And I think you can go to 350.org to find out more info on the activities around this. I want to thank all of you, Jen Swain from Burton, Kristen Kelly from GMP, and Divya Gadur from Middlebury College, for joining us this week on the Vermont Conversation.
Thank you.
That does it for this week's Vermont Conversation. You can hear this and all shows on our podcasts on vermontconversation.com. You can tune in next Wednesday at 1 for another Vermont Conversation. I'm David Goodman. Thanks so much for listening. The Vermont Conversation with David Goodman, this special feature from Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, is underwritten in part by the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. VSAC helps students of all ages save, plan, and pay for college and career training with education and career planning services, need-based grants, scholarships, low-cost education loans, and Vermont's official 529 college savings plan. Norwich Solar Technologies, providing complete clean energy services to Vermont's schools, towns, nonprofits, and businesses. Green Mountain Power, delivering clean, cost-effective, and highly reliable power to customers and offering cutting-edge products and services to reduce costs and carbon. The Alchemist Brewery of Waterbury and Stowe, proud B Corp, using the power of business to support a clean environment and economic opportunity for all. UVM Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, the heart and science of medicine. And by Concept 2, designers and manufacturers of Concept 2 rowing oars, indoor rower, ski erg, and bike erg, and proud to support nonprofit groups such as the Green Mountain Club, as well as nearly 700 business members of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility who believe that sustainable business practices value people, planet, and profit.